This is the Pro Church Podcast, session number 183, the three-part sermon snippet strategy with Alejandro Reyes. Well, hey there, Pro Church Nation, and welcome to the Pro Church Podcast. You're now part of a small group of pioneering churches doing everything we can to seize the 167 hours beyond our Sunday services. Why? Well, because we're living through the biggest communication shift in the last 500 years, and what got us here won't get us there. I'm Brady, your host. This is session number 183, and you can find the show notes for this session at prochurchtools.com/183. And in this session of the podcast, we're joined by Alejandro Reyes discussing a repurposing sermon strategy. So let's do it. Welcome back to the Pro Church Podcast. This is Brady, your host. Thanks so much for joining us. We like to start off each and every session by sharing with you a pro tip or a practical tool that you can begin using in your church or ministry right away. One thing that we've been talking a lot about on the podcast, specifically in the Ask Brady show, which publishes every Saturday, a new session where we answer four questions from you, the great people of Pro Church Nation. We've been getting a lot of questions about Instagram, and in particular, Instagram stories. And what I've found is that Instagram stories right now is the absolute best place to engage with your audience simply because of the degree of attention that is being paid to that platform. You know, there's so many different algorithms at play within social. And one of the rules of thumb that is almost universally true is that when a new feature is released inside of a social platform, you see this with Facebook Live or in the case of Instagram, Instagram Stories, when a new feature is released, it's one of the best places to jump in and begin using simply because those social platforms are going to prioritize that feature within their algorithm. So they're going to give you a bunch of free extra reach that you wouldn't normally get in one of the older features like the regular news feed, because they want you to use that feature. And so they're going to incentivize you to do that. And so Instagram stories, I found, is just one of the best ways. No, I'm going to say it's the best way right now to engage with your audience because of the attention that is being paid to that feature. Now, if you don't have a huge or even somewhat significant following on Instagram, that will outweigh the amount of engagement and attention that's being paid to that. But even if your Instagram following is smaller, like for instance, we've got 20,000 likes on Facebook and only 7,000 followers on Instagram, and we're getting 10x, if not more, the engagement on Instagram, maybe 20x compared to Facebook, because that engagement is through the roof right now. And to that end, if you want to improve your Instagram stories, one of the apps that I've been seeing a lot lately is called Hype Type. It's an app that you install on your mobile device, Hype Type, HypeType. And basically, it allows you to animate text over your pictures and videos, additional animation filters. You can add music, adjust the timing of your video, shoot in different aspect ratios. Basically, make your story stand out. And in Instagram stories, a lot of the stuff begins to look the same. You can stand out using something like Hype Type. If you've been seeing the Instagram stories that we've been doing over at Storytape, you'll know that we love doing cool Instagram stories. Of course, we have to use Adobe Premiere Pro for that. We've got a GH5 shooting like actual high quality videos. If you want something that's a bit easier, that's going to get you something similar when it comes to the results, you can do it all on your mobile device from this app, Hype Type. It's free. It does have a paid upgrade. I think it's $2.99 to remove the watermark, add the animation pack, and just unlock everything within the app. So free for testing, $2.99 to remove the watermark and unlock all of those cool features. So go ahead to your app store and download Hype Type and give it a shot. Let me know if you like it. With that being said, it is time to welcome into the show Alejandro Reyes. He is our interview guest today. Alejandro is the founder of the Church Marketing Summit, a free online conference where 25 of the most trusted church marketing experts share their number one marketing secret for growing the church. And you can find that at churchmarketingsummit.com. I was a part of that summit last year. And in this session, we're talking about something that Alejandro calls the three-part sermon snippet strategy. And basically, this is a strategy for repurposing content to create more content on social media. We talk about why you need to become a practitioner online, how to accelerate your digital engagement, the number one reason why 76% of people choose to go to church. Of course, we dive then deep into the three-part sermon snippet strategy, the unfair advantage your church has over other industries and institutions, low-hanging fruit for repurposing your church's Sunday service content, and finally, the power of scheduling a week's worth of social content in just 1 hour. So plenty of great stuff on this session of the Pro Church Podcast with Alejandro Reyes. We'll be back in just a moment with that interview. Right now, we're in the middle of something that we don't do very often here, and that is launching a new brand from scratch. The brand that I'm talking about is, of course, Storytape, storytape.com. It's our stock video site where you get access to unlimited stock video downloads on a single monthly subscription, finally. And there are a lot of things that go into launching a brand from scratch, and we want to do it the right way. Of course, one of the things is that you're starting from scratch, so you've got zero followers on all your social channels, and your presence online is basically non-existent. And coming from the world of Pro Church Tools, where we are very well known within our space, this is pretty unfamiliar to us. It's a brand new thing, or at least brand new in the last 5 years. We haven't done it in so long. And so one thing that we're doing alongside it is we are soliciting the help from you, Pro Church Nation, to help us. And we're doing it through something called Storytape Squad. You can go to storytapesquad.com and apply to be a part of it. We only have about 100 spots in this available, and right now, as of this recording, more than 60 have already been taken. So head to storytapesquad.com if the site is still up. You've still got access to join us. Here's basically what Storytape Squad is. We're asking you to be a part of our launch team as we launch this new brand, and basically all it entails is you helping us with the new content that we're publishing and promoting as we launch this new brand. What you get out of it is an insane discount on any Storytape plan when we do launch in November. 20%, a 20% forever discount, in fact, which is by far the biggest discount that you'll ever get on Storytape because it's already so affordable. And so if you want to be a part of this, you can head to storytapesquad.com. You'll be presented with an application where basically you go through, you answer all the 5 questions. If you get through the application and answer all of those questions affirmatively, you'll be invited into our private channel where you can chat with the other crew, the Storytape Squad, and we'll let you know exactly how this is all going to work. So if you want to be a brand advocate for us, if you want to help us launch this brand right, again, go to storytapesquad.com. We've only got a couple of spots left because obviously this 20% forever discount is a pretty big deal. And if you want to be part of launching what I think is going to be a revolutionary brand within the video space, head to storytapesquad.com and you can be part of that. Storytape.com, coming soon in November, unlimited stock video downloads, finally, on just a single subscription. And our monthly unlimited subscription, it costs less than just one clip, what you'd pay for just a single 4K clip on the other big sites. So like I said, we think it's going to be revolutionary, and we'd love to have you be a part of it, helping us launch it right. Storytapesquad.com is where you need to apply. Well, hey there, Pro Church Nation. Welcome back to another session of the Pro Church Podcast. Today, we're welcoming to the show for the very first time, Alejandro Reyes. Alejandro, welcome to the show.
Man, so excited to be here. Pro Church Nation in the house. I'm part of that nation, bro.
Absolutely. Yes, sir, you are. And today, you're going to be leading that nation. Before we jump into all of the good stuff, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Introduce yourself to said nation for those that do not yet know you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been an entrepreneur for about 17 years. In 2000, I read a book called The Road or Path to Success by Bill Gates. It said, by the year 2010, half of every dollar is going to be spent online. It's been ingrained into my brain. So I wanted to learn marketing and I wanted to learn how to sell online. And while I was learning marketing and trying to drum up some sort of business, I was in, you know, part-time, full-time-ish ministry from 99 to 2004. Met my wife, and I was like, you know, I got to probably make money in order to support my wife. And I ended up going into business, started a business, sold a couple businesses. And over the last several years, I've been helping churches, helping organizations, you know, better understand technology and mainly focusing on the area of paid traffic. I think I've spent probably $3 to $5 million over the last few years on paid, and really excited about how to leverage paid traffic to grow and accelerate, you know, your church growth, your organization, your ministry, your business, or what have you.
That's a lot of money spent on paid advertising.
You learn a lot when you spend that kind of money, man. You see so much. It's like the you know, what takes someone 3 to 6 months to learn, you probably learn that in about 5 to 10 days, just testing and tweaking and orange and blue instead of red, or, you know, you just learn so much. And so it's pretty exciting to kind of see all that.
Yeah. Like I always say, there really is no substitute for actually doing the work. Like, you can read, study, hear stories, look at anecdotes, case studies, whatever, but nothing is a substitute for actually getting in the game, becoming a practitioner, and putting in the work yourself. Because it's like, I can read as many books, Alejandro, about becoming a great golfer, and I can read about the perfect swing to drive 200 to 300 yards. If I don't actually get on that golf course, get on that driving range, and actually practice it myself, all that head knowledge, it's only going to do me a certain amount of good. And you can learn so much more when you actually just put in the work and practice yourself.
100%. And on that, I like to tell people, you know, everything in your head, everything that you have right now, all the knowledge you have enough information to get to your next level. And when you get to that next level, then you learn more. But a lot of times people go and they just want to keep learning. They just want to keep learning, and they're not putting in the reps. They just want to keep studying. They want to keep reading blog posts. They want to keep, you know, doing different types of things. And that's fine and all. Always be a learner. However, you got to put in the reps, and, you know, that the idea of the 10,000 hours to become an expert. And so, yeah, I encourage you guys to really put in the reps over and over and over again. You're going to get beat up. You're going to get hit in the head. It's going to be frustrating, and you're just right around the corner for that success, whatever that means to you.
And to that end, I think what you're going to be delivering to Pro Church Nation today is a very actionable system, 3-part system, very actionable, that's based upon all of the work that you've put in, that's obviously been like researched and battle tested, but it's also going to allow those that are listening that want to put it into action, the ability to get into the game and start beginning, if they haven't already, on that road to becoming a practitioner in a way that has been proven to work for others. So you call it the 3-part sermon snippet system. Do you want to kind of like cue it up, kind of give us a broad overview intro, and then we can dive into the nitty gritty details?
Yeah. So the sermon snippet strategy is a 3-part system that really helps you accelerate your digital engagement and ultimately get people to trust your online presence, and then hopefully get a chance to walk through your doors. One thing I say a lot, Brady, is there's nothing more daunting and overwhelming than to go to church for the first time. You and I, we've been in church. We get there. It's fine. We're used to it. But for someone that's been on church for a while, maybe they've had kids, and then now they're getting back to church because they want their kids to go up in a church, or maybe they've never been to church. It's one of the most daunting things. And so building that trust is really everything.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that when so many, I would say, like, let's say 90% of the individuals that are listening to this podcast would be in the same camp as you and I, where we've been to church so many times that it just feels like I don't even know how to get myself into the frame of reference where it would be what would it even feel like attending a church for the first time? Like, I'm so deeply ingrained into this culture that it's difficult to separate myself from that. And as much as possible, we can try to do that, because it is important. But the statement is true, regardless of how true it feels for us. There is very little that's more daunting, like, for a family, than to get in their car on a Sunday morning, get the kids ready, drive to a new place, figure out parking, walk into a place where almost everyone knows each other or knows what's going on, is understanding of the culture. And you're like, where do I send the kids? Where do I sit? What am I supposed to wear? How much am I supposed to give? Do I give at all? Am I singing? Why are these people raising their hands? What does this mean? How long is this going to be? Where do we leave afterwards? Like, there's a lot going on. And so any way that we can accelerate the amount of trust that people have for us and the comfort that we can offer them is a must. So I'm going to hand the keys over to you and just take away with this 3-part sermon snippet strategy, and we'll just kind of dive in.
Awesome, man. So yeah, so the sermon snippet strategy in its simplest form is taking micro snippets of Sunday's content and then scheduling it out for the week. And then boosting that. And we're going to use Facebook ads today just because I love Facebook ads, and I think it's one of the best opportunities right now for churches to use, probably over the next 3 to 5 years before costs go up and everything. But so one thing, you know, just doing a lot of research, a lot of studying, a lot of talking to pastors, executive pastors, from small church startups to you know, 40,000 people churches, one of the biggest struggles that most churches have in all the surveys that I've done is two things. One is a lack of content, where do I start, Brady? What do I create? I don't know what content to create. Then the second thing is they go, what types of content? What, you know, do I do images? Do I do video? What types of content do I create? And for content, you know, what ends up happening is because they don't know what to post, they end up looking at, and this is fine, they'll go to look at Hillsong or they'll look at what New Spring's doing because and they'll start to model it after, go to Unsplash and they'll start modeling it after these other churches. And that's fine. That's a great start. I think that's a very good start, and keep doing that if you're consistently posting. But what ends up happening is it might be different from the flavor or DNA of your Sunday experience. And so the idea of the sermon snippet strategy is to take that Sunday sermon, and break it up to, I mean, you could create 15 to 20 pieces, if not more, of content that you can schedule out and start to show what a Sunday experience looks like. We've been saying for a while that all social media is a peek into your restaurant, a peek into your church, a peek into your ministry, a peek into your organization or business or whatever. So what we want to do with our social media is give people a peek inside of the experience so that I can build a little bit of trust, I can build a little familiarity, that it's not as daunting of a task to take my family and get ready and do all the things that you were saying earlier, Brady. So that Sunday, that weekend experience, we're taking those pieces of content, breaking it up into, you know, 30-second videos, 60-second videos, 2-minute videos. If you can preach, if your pastor can preach, I don't mind 5 minutes. If you are like T.D. Jake style, Stephen Furtick, go 5 minutes, that's fine. But for most churches, keep it under 2 minutes and then create those social images, the memes, the quotes, the scripture, and all that good stuff. Here's the thing that's so compelling about this strategy, Brady, is that in April 2017, Gallup came out and said 76% of people go to church because of scripture, teaching, and sermons. So if people are going to church because they want to hear something, some message, some idea, then why not take the weekend service content and start spreading that online versus kind of make it a fragmented experience? And so that's really the idea of the first part of the sermon snippet strategy. The second part is on Monday, just schedule everything natively inside of Facebook. That's the easy part. You could schedule your entire week's worth of content on a Monday and take the rest of the week off. No, you don't take the rest of the week off. But and then the last thing is probably my favorite thing because it's so simple. The ads manager or power editor, the Facebook's advertising system can be very overwhelming for some people. So what I tell people, a lot of people say, oh, don't do the boost. But the boost is actually a really powerful way to get your content out fast. And you could do it as little as $5 to $10 a day, $150 to $300 a month, which a lot of churches can do if they start looking at their entire yearly budget. Most churches can make that happen. So the three-part system is take that micro snippet of content, break it up, the Sunday sermon, and break it up into different parts, videos, images, texts, and then schedule it, part two, and then three, boost it so that more people see your content.
So let's dive into each of these three parts, Alejandro, and kind of like go deep into each one. Yeah. So the first one comes down to, I imagine, just the process of repurposing what happened most recently on a Sunday, correct?
Exactly. We've been doing this for a long time in the blogging world. Hey, let's take an article, let's make a video out of it. How can we repurpose this content to make it live longer just on a Sunday, right? So that's exactly what it is.
And what if someone has never, like, what if you're a church and you just don't even know how to begin with that? Because I've actually received just a couple of DMs this week, and it seems so natural to me how to repurpose content. And I always say, like, churches are in such an advantageous position compared to other industries. Like, yep. If you're a lawyer or a real estate agent, it's not in your regular weekly workflow to be creating content. But as a church, we have this one big event that we spend so much effort and time and creative energy and put it into each week to create content. So repurposing should be simple, but can you walk us through like some kind of like basic strategies for a church that's like, should I be filming my service? Is that the way that I need to do it? Or can I take audio content? What about like transcripts? Like what would you say is maybe kind of the low hanging fruit here?
Yeah, absolutely. So I like to call it the unfair advantage. The pastor spending 10 plus hours, I think it's like 9.6 hours a week studying, prepping, and it's the unfair advantage. You know, most businesses don't have this advantage of creating that big event or that content for the weekend. And so a lot of churches do record, but I'm going to talk to the churches that don't record. So your pastor, as creating, you know, spending 10 hours a week. So he probably has some sort of notes. One thing we did with the church is like, hey, every Saturday night or Saturday or Friday, send us all of your notes, send us all your sermon content so that we can start creating some social images. So stuff that we could live tweet or stuff that we can keep throughout the week. What are some of the scriptures that he talked about? What are some of the quotes that he talked about? What are the things that he referenced? And if you don't record your service, pull your pastor aside, maybe on a Monday. I love the idea of Monday doing a couple things. One, talking about a Sunday recap or a weekend service recap. You know, a lot of people, 1.7 people go to church every month. So people are going to church less than two times a month. So there's a lot of people that like your page that go to your church, but they only go a couple times a month. And so that FOMO, that fear of missing out, why not do some sort of recap? And it's like, hey, Pastor Alejandro here, and we're going to talk about, the great things that happened this weekend, and then talk a little bit, do a little sermonette of in a matter of 30 to 45 seconds of your big idea on a Sunday, and use that. That's one way that you can use video. Testimonials. I mean, it's just, again, so many different pieces of content that you can take from an iPhone. The iPhone 10X or whatever it is, 10X, iPhone X just announced recently. I mean, you don't even need that. You can use, we've been doing this since like iPhone 4 or iPhone 5, taking simple video of pastor talking a little bit about his sermon or different points that he's made. Then you take those notes, you create those, again, those social images, the text-based images. And so most of the churches that I talk to, it's probably 50-50, I would say. Some are recording it and some aren't, but I kind of want to, shy on the or err on the side of churches that aren't recording their weekend service. And so those are just a couple ways to get some sort of video and to create content around.
Yeah, absolutely. And I didn't kind of preface this, so this is kind of putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
But I want to take it one step further because you seem to have a very good grasp on this. A lot of churches will ask me, church leaders ask me, and be like, how do I get my pastor like even on board with something like this? Or like, for instance, what if my pastor is like not a great planner or prepper? And so like getting the type of content from him or her when is needed is that much more difficult because, I come from a smaller kind of more traditional church and we know this is important, but like the culture that exists isn't exactly conducive to doing something like this. So firstly, let's start with how do we get our pastors on board with something as simple and to me obvious as this when there's the kind of pushback that's coming from that senior leadership?
No, that is very, very real. I talked to a pastor in 2009 about social media and he avoided me so long because he just didn't want to deal with it. And he was not an old guy. He's probably 50 years old at the time. And he didn't want to talk to me. And he finally talked to me. He said, social media is dangerous. It takes away from the Sunday experience, that community. I said, when done right, Pastor, social media enhances. It should enhance that Sunday experience. You have people building community throughout the week, connecting with people, not just the church to the congregation, but the congregation connecting with each other. And the Sunday experience is different now. It's elevated. It's enhanced as a result of everything that happens throughout the week. A lot of what you guys talk about at Pro Church Souls. And so what I would say is just the conversation has to happen. I think a lot of times pastors, church leaders, old school, they fear what they don't know. And so when you fear what you don't know, you just kind of shun it. And sometimes you make fun of it. Sometimes it's not cool. Sometimes it's too much work. So it's just fear. So first of all, just have a conversation and just talk about the benefits of reaching more people or connecting with your existing community. If you're a much more evangelistic type organization, talk about reaching new people. If you're all about connecting and engaging with people that are there in life groups at your current church context, then talk about how you can engage and speed up the engagement rate with social media. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing I will say, I heard a story years ago, I think I read it somewhere, but there was someone in Amazon, the one click buy, you like one click
sure.
purchase or something, whatever it is. What ended up happening there was a gentleman there, I think he was a coder or a tester or something, that basically pitched his boss about, hey, we need to create this one click and this one click buy thing, one click purchase or whatever. And people said no, people said no, people said no, people said no. And what he ended up doing was he created it and siphoned a very small amount of traffic from Amazon to test this. And it went gangbusters. And as you know, they still one-click purchase, whatever, or the one-click buy buttons is massive. And so what I would say to that is start just testing it. Start just creating some sort of content. Pull your pastor aside. Hey, like, pastor, let's do a Sunday recap. Just get in front of them and just ask them, hey, pastor, I want to do a quick 30-second invitation for this Sunday. Let's talk about what to expect this Sunday. And so what I would say is sometimes you just got to test different things. Maybe record. Maybe you record in the front row. I don't care if it doesn't look good. People care. 76% of people care about the sermon, the scripture, and the teaching. The polished stuff, you can get there. That's fine and all. But start testing, creating content, figure out ways that you can capture something to start posting. And it might be a slap on the hand. It might be, but once you start showing the engagement rate, once you start showing the increased engagement rate with Facebook video, I'm telling you, they'll start to come around, and I've seen this happen a dozen times.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is one of those things where it goes back to being a practitioner, and I think the advice that you gave is great. And again, we talked about like the church's big advantage where you're creating content on a weekly basis. Like, you don't have to go to your boss and like convince them to create content. All you have to do is convince them to like be mindful of repurposing it where attention exists outside of a Sunday morning. That's the whole Seize the 167 model that we talk about all the time. But another huge advantage that everyone can take advantage of is what I've said before. Thanks, Snapchat, for existing, because you've led to Instagram stories, which has led to the acceptance of just mobile device video, computer, digital, communication, media-wide. It used to be where, like, it was kind of, I wouldn't say necessary, but, like, if you were going to put a video on the web, like, you should shoot it well. But now, the majority of the video that we all consume is just shot on our iPhone 6, 7, 10, whatever it might be. And that has created this new culture where not only are we used to vertical video, but we're just used to video that may or may not be super high quality. And it's about the content and the personality and the actual message that's being delivered, not necessarily the, you know, dynamic range, resolution, or sharpness of your camera and the visual image that's coming out of that, which again is huge. You don't have to spend any money. You can just like start practicing right away. All it's going to require is the actual elbow grease that comes on your side of things.
100%, man.
Let's dive into the second step of this strategy and do another deep dive on it. So we've repurposed our content. We've kind of got a bunch of different options. Remind me of that second step, and then we'll do a deep dive.
Yeah, so the second step is probably the easiest part, and we're using, you know, Facebook as an example. I mean, you could use Buffer or Hootsuite for other platforms, but Facebook as the example, the second step is scheduling. So you schedule all your content. You schedule all your content on like a Monday or Sunday night because you want to make sure to post consistently. You know, you want to make sure to post every single day. So the second step is to schedule everything on a Monday and break it up. Maybe you do, you know, Monday's your recap. Monday, Wednesday, Friday's a video. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday is a social image or meme. What are we calling those these days? Like, is it meme? Is it social image? Like, what is the term that people? I mean, I don't know. You tell
like
me.
What is the word for a meme or like any?
Yeah, is it a meme? Is it a social image? Is it a tweetable? I mean, what are those things? Well, I don't know. Everyone calls them different things, and I'm just like, oh, I'm just gonna say social image meme.
Like any type of graphic that's on social media.
Any type of graphic that has like text on it.
Text
on image, text overlay. I mean, yeah, social
that's
image.
That's interesting. I mean, there's a difference between a meme and like a quote post for sure.
There's another one, quote post. See, there's so many different things. So we're going to take a quote post, a meme, a social image, a text on image, video, whatever it is, and we're going to, you know, post that on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. And so, I mean, a lot of the filler content is maybe tweets that you're retweeting or reposting from your pastor. A lot of times I tell pastors, like, hey, you know, you got a lot of leadership inside. You got a lot of inspiration inside of you. Start posting that on Twitter. And so a lot of times we'll take screenshots and post that, you know, retweet it or post it on our Facebook. But from that Sunday, that weekend service content, we could post that every single day and schedule it, you know, 6 days, 7 days a week, and schedule it all that on Monday natively inside of Facebook.
I cannot begin to explain the power of scheduling your stuff on a Monday or on any day, really. I happen to do it on a Monday as well. We began doing this for Instagram, and I went from wildly inconsistent to, you know, almost never, ever missing a day simply because of this scheduling. And if you just set aside like 1 or 2 hours, however long it's going to take, and do the scheduling, you just never have to think about it again, like you're alluding to. And it just kind of gives you that confidence knowing like, hey, I've got other stuff to do today because it's Wednesday or Thursday, but I know that the social stuff is prepped for and it's running on autopilot because we've been leveraging the technology to make it happen. So I think that one's pretty self-explanatory, obviously. Let's talk about this third one, because I think this is what differentiates. We've talked so much amongst Pro Church Nation on the podcast and otherwise about repurposing content, scheduling. Now we get into the actual posting and boosting and putting some money behind it. Let's talk about that first. How much money do we need to be spending?
Absolutely. So the caveat here, I'm going to talk a lot about boosting, and we can get into some ninja stuff later if you wanted to, but I spend 95% of my time in the Power Editor. So I want to, you know, make that clear. It's like, oh, boosting is better than everything. No, it's just part of the entire process. And so, you know, the Facebook boost is really simple. If you're an admin on your Facebook page, at the bottom right of it, you should see something that says boost. And most likely, you've probably set it up. If you do it for the first time and you haven't set it up, it'll kind of prompt you to walk through that process, uploading a credit card and all that good stuff, right? So I'm going to assume at this point you have that boost capability and you have a credit card on file. And so the cool thing about the boost is I like to talk about a lot about personas or avatars. The cool thing about a boost is actually, you know, and this is something newer maybe in the last year and a half, where you can actually create an audience via the boost and save it. And what I like to tell churches is create like 4 to 5, depending on your church size, create 4-ish, 5 different types of audiences. Maybe you have 2 males. This is maybe a you know, millennial, and then maybe you have a business dude that's a little older. A couple moms, maybe a soccer mom or a business owner mom or someone that a mom that has kids out of school. And then I would say the fifth one would be kind of a general, like, if we boiled every single person in our church into that liking a few different interests, this would be the general, you know, city church, you know, Facebook custom audience or whatever. And so the cool thing about creating the boost is when you create these custom audiences is social media posts later on that you schedule only take a few seconds just to boost it, hit the custom audience, and you're done. And so the Facebook boost is really powerful. A lot of people talked against it over the last couple of years, some so-called experts like, oh, the boost is not worth it. But what you end up finding, and the whole point of the sermon snippet strategy, is to build trust with the thing that people are wanting to go to church for, a sermon, your teaching, and scripture. And so what ends up happening is not only do you boost that and get more people in your city watching it, the cool thing about it is your current audience sees it even more. So you get a little bit more of an organic boost as well, not only with that paid boost.
I've been hypercritical of the boost in the past, and the reason
Brady.
Let me explain why, or at least my reasoning for it past was because let's say a church has $100 of Facebook ads budget or $1,000 of Facebook ads budget. I've always said, look, Facebook is going to do everything they can to get you to click that little boost button. And it's just so tempting, and it gives you kind of that immediate feeling of goodness knowing, hey, I actually did Facebook ads. This thing that people are always talking about, I finally did it. You're talking about boosting and pairing it with custom audiences, which is when I think of like boosting, it's not what I think at all. I just think like boost and Facebook like does some pre-settings for you and you just go, okay. That's what I think of when I think of boosting. But if you're doing it mindfully, I mean, really, that's, you may as well be using the Power Editor basically, or the Ads Manager. I guess the Power Editor isn't really a thing anymore. Now it's like, at least I use the Ads Manager now. Like, are there 3 levels here? Like, we got like the boosting area, the Ads Manager, and the Power Editor when it comes to complexity within the Facebook ads platform?
Correct.
Man, that's a lot.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing I will say. I was in that same boat. I thought, oh man, I'm this Power Editor guru. Why would I even do boosting? But here's the thing. This is, I love this idea. I don't know if you've ever read the book, Breakthrough Advertising by Eugene Schwartz, probably the best book on marketing in the history of mankind. He talks about market sophistication. And this is going a little 2 or 301 here, but you have to understand the audience that you're reaching and what stage they are at in the funnel. And if you think of a funnel, think of hot, warm, and cold. Your cold audience is people that don't go to your church and don't know who you are. Your warm audience is people that know of you or have friends that go to your church. And then your hot audience are people that probably go to your church. Maybe they go online or maybe they visited at least once. And so I would say for a boost, and keep in mind, I forgot to mention this, a boost, you can target three different types of people. You can target people that go to your, that like your page. You can target people that are friends of people that like your page. And then you could target people based on interest targeting. That's what I was talking about, you know, creating that custom audience. For me, when the sermon snippet strategy, I'm using the sermon snippet strategy to target people, really, really simple. Maybe it's sometimes it's a custom audience. Sometimes, we had a church about a couple months ago talking about the series was led by the Spirit, and they were talking about the Holy Ghost. And, you know, I'm probably not going to talk to the cold audience about that, but I'm probably going to talk to a warm to hot audience. So you have to know who you're targeting at what stage. There's sometimes internal jargon, and there's sometimes internal talk that people that are cold, the cold audience that are unchurched and don't know who you are, they're not going to understand that. So you have to be cognizant of who you're talking to at what stage of the cold, warm, and hot funnel, if you will. And so I use the Power Editor or Ads Manager more for events. So the sermon snippet strategy via the boost and events, Christmas, Easter, life groups, those type of things, more promotional. Let's get more people plugged into a life group. Let's get more people plugged in, new people to us. A Sunday experience, that's when I'm using Power Editor. That's when I'm using Ads Manager. So to me, in the church context, they serve two different purposes. The sermon snippet strategy, I'm always going to boost. But there are other things that you're probably going to post on your Facebook page, like events and capital campaigns and those type of things, where I'll probably use a more robust system like the Ads Manager or Power Editor. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And as much as I've been critical of boosting for at churches that just have a very limited budget, I boost stuff all the time because I have a large budget and I like boosting as part of that holistic strategy that you're alluding here to. And so it's always been great. Like the way I use it is I just boost to like our existing audience when I know like there's a great performing piece of organic content. And I'm like, look, this is performing really well on Facebook. And I want as many people in Pro Church Nation that are connected to our Facebook account to see this. And then, you know, we do our other stuff on Facebook ads beyond that. And so part of a holistic strategy, I'm fully on board for. Absolutely.
Yeah, perfect. And it's $5 a day, or, you know, if you're posting 7 days a week, you know, $5 to $10 a day. I think most churches, I mean, work with a lot of startup churches or start churches that are planting in 6 months. Most of these guys can spend the $150 a month. And if it's not, if you're only posting, you know, you're still posting using that sermon snippet strategy to post daily, but you only have one boost and you have $20 a month, I would still say do that. Something to me is better than nothing. And what happens over time, a lot of churches might be starting right now at like 10% engagement, 10% organic reach, excuse me, or 5% or 10 or 15%. If you stay consistent and if you start boosting a little bit more, you're kind of creating a case to Facebook and going, hey, Facebook, we are consistent. We are posting really good content that's highly engaged. And over the course of the next 3 to 6 months, you can probably see that organic reach with this boost strategy using a little bit of paid to kind of, you know, cheat a little bit or game the system. You could see that Facebook organic reach go up to 30, 40, even 50% for some churches.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it comes down to trial and error and putting in the work and actually seeing what works for your audience and then adjusting as needed. Is there anything like else that you want to add in the realm of social media for churches, maybe particularly Facebook ads, maybe like some pro tips or common mistakes that you see churches making within a strategy similar to this?
I think the biggest thing I would say a lot of churches is just the hesitation to do video. In 2017, churches need to go all in with video, Facebook video, and mainly Facebook Live. And the hesitation of doing Facebook Live is a lot of churches, oh, I don't know what to say, or I'm just like, hey, just talk about what you talked about on Sunday. You did a pretty good job, hopefully, doing that. And so I would say, you know, Facebook video is really powerful. And when you start to get a little deeper for the folks that have been, you know, watching or listening to this podcast for a while, have a little bit more of the pro tip understanding and know how to do this stuff. One of the coolest things that you could do let's say for Christmas coming up, I can do on December 1st, I can create a very generic invitation to maybe it's a cool produced, highly produced video for our Christmas experience. So it's just a quick video, 30 seconds. It's a promo commercial. In 15 days, December 15th, now I want to make sure people get tickets. Now I want to make sure people show up. So let's say you boosted or you drove any type of traffic to that first commercial video on December 1st. Now on the 15th, we can create a custom audience. We can create an audience, and we can target people that watched 50% or 10% or 25% or 70 or 3 seconds or 10 seconds, whatever it is, of that first video. So now you've put that in front of people that on December 1st that you want to target, maybe some new people. Now on December 15th, we're making sure we're targeting people that were most engaged with that video. And so the cool thing about Facebook, I know it's pay to play. I know people give it a hard time, but Facebook does a really good job helping you move people along along during that kind of that trust path of becoming more connected and seeing you as a credible source. So that's what I would say. You know, Facebook video is so powerful. Boosting Facebook live videos are even more powerful. And just the opportunity to re-engage people that are engaging with your content and with your video content is one of the most powerful things right now in Facebook.
Facebook's going to give me a ton of free extra organic reach simply because I switch from video from graphics and text. Like, I'm going to take that opportunity. And if they're going to make it so easy where I can just open up the Facebook app on my mobile device, go live, and have that be a huge amount of extra organic reach, like, I'm absolutely going to do that as well. It's one of those things where, like, if Facebook's going to create this amazing platform for us, you know that you kind of have to play within the terms that they set. But at the same time, 7 out of every 10 American adults is on Facebook. So where else are you going to get something like that? So it's definitely a trade-off, and you need both. That's why it's important to have your own home base, you know, your church's website, but then also to be where all of the people are. Highly, highly important. Also, that kind of tandem approach. Alejandro, you are up to a lot of good things. And tell us, where is the best place that we can connect with you online? And if you got a call to action for Pro Church Nation, like, please, let's have it.
Yeah, last year you were on this summit that I had, and you crushed it. And this year we're doing our second annual summit. It's called the Church Marketing Summit. We got 25 of really trusted social media experts and digital marketing experts in the church space. And it's a free online conference. You don't have to travel anywhere. And you know, they give you their number one marketing tip of how to grow the church. And I'm Alejandro, at Alejandro Reyes on most social media platforms, and love to know what y'all thought about this this interview.
What is the URL for the Church Marketing Summit, and when is that happening?
ChurchMarketingSummit.com, and it is happening the first week of November, and you can sign up as of October 1st.
Perfect. Well, that means this is going live in October after the 1st, and so go head over to ChurchMarketingSummit.com, get signed up for that free event. 25 speakers that you said?
Yeah, 25 plus.
Dang, is it over one day?
It's over 9 to 10 days, and so we'll have about 3 to 4 interviews a day.
Amazing, amazing. Great value, 100% free. ChurchMarketingSummit.com is the place for that. Is there anything that you want to leave Pro Church Nation with that I have not yet asked you, Alejandro?
No, I think you hit it on the nail. I think reps are everything. Doing the work is everything. Going out and actually working really hard. You know, you built an amazing business. It took hard work. And so what I would say is growing your organic reach and growing your audience on social media takes a lot of work. And, you know, it's really discouraging at times. And so just want to encourage you, you know, what you guys are doing that are watching this, that do any type of posting or any type of advertising, there's a single mom out there of three that may see a post one day as a result of a boost or as a result of a Facebook ad or as a result of a Facebook live video. And the trajectory, if she gets plugged into your church, is going to change the course, the trajectory of her kid's life and her life forever. And so that stuff really excites me. And so understand what you're doing matters. And man, really appreciate all the work that your audience does, bro.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, man. It's been a blast. It's been highly valuable to me and to Pro Church Nation. So we salute you. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Alrighty, there you have it. My interview with Alejandro Reyes talking about what he's coined to be the three-part sermon snippet strategy. We talked about why you need to become a practitioner online with digital, how to accelerate your digital engagement, the number one reason why 76% of people choose to go to church, the three-part sermon snippet strategy, of course, was the bulk of what we talked about. Then we closed it out talking about the unfair advantage your church has over other industries and institutions. And for me, this is huge. You know, we can wallow in like what it's like to be a church. We're small. We don't have resources. We don't have finances. You know what? We have advantages and we need to double down on those and just appreciate them. We talked about low-hanging fruit for repurposing your church's Sunday service content. And finally, the power of scheduling a week's worth of social content in just 1 hour. So a big thanks to Alejandro for coming on the show and delivering so much great content to you, Pro Church Nation. Thank you, Alejandro, again. With that being said, it's time for our review of the week, and this one comes from the USA. WBH4 is the Apple Podcasts username. It says, 5 stars, fantastic podcast. Brady does a great job of explaining how important it is for the church to utilize the medium their members are using. A short and sweet review that I'm very thankful for, and also highlights really like the core of communications. It all comes down to attention. You know, we talked about that earlier at the top when it comes to Instagram stories and why it's so important to be active and present there because the attention is so strong. At the end of the day, the medium will change, right? You know, your radio used to have the grossest amount of like attention. It just doesn't anymore. And Instagram and Facebook are huge right now. They probably won't be in 20 years. At the end of the day, the message is timeless, but the medium is timely. So we need to be very aware of where attention is being paid and be present and active there so that we can capture people's attention, siphon that, and then share with them this timeless message that we know has the potential chance to change people's lives for the better forever. With that being said, we're going to sign off for this week. Make sure you head over to storytapesquad.com if you want to apply to get a 20% forever discount to Storytape and be a part of helping us launch this brand right. Again, storytapesquad.com is the place to do that. Subscribe to the Pro Church Podcast if you haven't already. We publish 3 new sessions every single week, an interview session every Tuesday, a coaching session live with the church every Thursday, and a question and answer show where we're answering your questions every single Saturday. So this is Brady signing off for now. We'll talk real soon.